So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And welcome, it's Dan. Hope you're well today. So in today's podcast, I want to talk about adversity specifically, not the dance group. That's diversity, I think. I want to talk about adversity. So when you're going through hell, keep going, as William Winston Churchill once said. And this is kind of what I want to talk about today in today's podcast. So welcome, by the way, to the podcast. If you've not listened before, thank you very much for joining us. It's always appreciated. Go check out the YouTube channel. So on, loads more content on there as well. Well, let's talk about adversity. So I'm sure you heard this, and I can't remember the exact phrase. Let me find it, and then we can run through it. So tough times create tough people. And then tough people create easy times. And then easy times create not tough people. And then those tough times create tough people. Here we go. Let me find it. So hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. And weak men create hard times. Thank you, Michael Hopf. He's a poet and he does know it, as it happens. He's a philosopher. But it's absolutely true. You know, when things are going really well, it's really easy to take your foot off the gas. I've done it myself. There's absolutely no doubt I will do it again. When things are going hard, you put in the hours, you do extra, you work all-nighters. I mean, we've done this, right? We're entrepreneurs. This is what we all do. We all know that this is what we all do. And we all know that going through it is really difficult. But still, when we're going through those tough times, do we, and we get to the other end and we're going through good times, do we think, oh, maybe these will come back around? No, we don't. We just take the foot off the accelerator and here we are. Back in tough times once more, and it's like, use the momentum to carry you forward. Now, it's not always as easy as that. As you know, in business, your business isn't necessarily determined by the work that you do. It's determined by what's going on in the marketplace, and the marketplace in the UK right now is pretty screwed. We speak to a lot of people, a lot of business owners, and they are struggling right now. We get people coming on board for strategy sessions, starting up in business, they've not made a sale yet, they want to shove it all into marketing, spend a lot of money, and we're just like, no, slow down a little bit. Let's work out what has been working and what hasn't been working. Is now the time to really start spending a lot of money on marketing? And for some people it is, because their competitors right now are going bust. And so for some people, it is the right time to start spending on marketing, but for others, it's not as well. And so if you're wondering if it's right for you or not right for you, you should probably jump on a call with us and let's have a chat about where you are and what's going on there. One thing I have noticed, by the way, is that my little arrow, there we go. Let me just bring this back. I lost my little arrow. I didn't realise. I can't go on without my little arrow. So tough times do create tough people. And so if you're going through that right now, you should, you know, although it might be hard, you do also need to step back a little bit and have a bit more cerebral context about what it is that you're actually going through. The thing that you're going through right now is it's just a different shape and format of the stuff that you went through before. And the stuff that you went through before that, it's just different. You know, for me, it was family court and kids getting access to kids and all of that kind of thing. Now it's higher interest rates, Section 24. And so we just change. The rules of the games have changed. And so we have to adapt along with those rules. But, you know, the whole family court thing, has that made me a tougher person? Yeah, absolutely. Has that enabled me to go through difficult times and come out the other end? Absolutely. Has it also enabled me to go, do you know what? We've gone through tough times before in the past. And although we might not be in tough times now, like, if we do, I know that I can handle that because I've already handled this, and this. And so the tough times kind of idea does create tough people. If you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth and you had a couple of million quid in your bank account, you never had to work, no wonder people do drugs and get depressed because they're looking for something. As people, we are problem-solving machines. That's what we do. We go and we solve problems. And I did a video today in my car, and it was about if you're going for a job and you're already in a job, there's no adversity there. Oh, but I really wanted that job, right? But if you didn't get it, are you going to feed your kids? Yeah, I've still got my old job, right? Okay, so where's the adversity? There is no adversity. And what people do, especially business owners, they put adversity into their work specifically. Now, I don't do that. I did rope climbs today, which I was never able to do until I turned 50 for some reason. You know, I moved my adversity into my health. And, we did Murph on Monday, which is just a killer of a workout, if you're familiar with that. And so we put all our adversity outside of a business. That doesn't mean that we don't have adversity inside the business, because we lose clients and they're losing clients and their clients are losing clients. And so there's this knock-on effect financially as well. But going through these tough times is going to be really good for you over the long term. If you don't go through these tough times, how do you know? How do you know you're in a tough time or if you're in a good time? Nobody does. And this is the other thing, is that handling this adversity, it can and it does open up new doorways that were always closed to you before. So I'm trying to think of an example. Let's say we lost some customers and then I'm like, oh no, we lost customers. What am I going to do? Well, then I might create a new product, and that new product takes off, and that's our new product, right? And that's where we made all our money. But if we hadn't have lost those customers, we would have still been doing the older stuff that we were doing before, and we wouldn't have had this opportunity to grow and evolve and create this new product, which would have been our next thing. So, you know, when I was going through family court and my ex-partner, who's a bloody nightmare, quite frankly, when I was going through all that stuff, it was very, very painful at the time, full of adversity. But the lessons that I'd learned from there, you know, 12, 13 years later, whatever it is, 14 years later, those are now really relevant to how my life is and how I am as a human and how I turn up as an adult male. And so this stuff that you're going through, it does feel negative, but it can, and it does open up doorways to better things, but you have to allow it, and you have to allow the transition. And this is part of the problem, is we cling on so tightly onto what we used to be and who we used to be. And like, those days are gone. I mean, look at the pandemic, this new normal that we have right now after the pandemic. I mean, this is not normal, folks. I know it's supposed to be normal, but this is not the new normal. I hope it's not, because it sucks. No one's got any money. Everyone's depressed. It's hard. It's really hard out there. Bills are so high. Inflation is so high. But in 10, 20 years' time, you look back and go, gosh, we made it through those times. Obviously, if you've got assets, that's going to be a little better for you. But also, when you're going through adversity, there's a lesson in here. And you may have heard this, but you're set to repeat the lesson until you learn it. I'm going to say that again. You are set to repeat the lesson until you learn it. And so the question is, what is the lesson? What is the lesson about this bit right now? Is it about carrying less debt in our property portfolio? Absolutely. Is it about managing the portfolio better? Is it about having more educational products so that if our normal existing day-to-day customers, they disappear because they're struggling too? Is it that, okay, that's okay, because now we can just sell more education products? Yeah, absolutely. So what is the lesson? And these are your lessons. They're not my lessons. I'm learning my lessons. What are your lessons? They won't be the same as mine, because we don't live different lives. We all live very different lives. We all have very different goals and ambitions and lifestyles and all the rest of it, right? So this is not for me to tell you what the lesson is, but you should be asking yourself, what is the lesson that I can learn from this for next time? Because the lesson that you learn will carry you forward in such a way that you won't need to repeat the lesson, because you've actually learned what you should have learned in the first place. I mean, just finally on this, it's about embracing these times that we're going through. Because in 5 to 10 years, when you're looking back and you go, my gosh, we did this and we did that, and we didn't have food and we didn't have, you know, me and my wife on Christmas, we didn't buy each other Christmas presents because we couldn't afford it. Things were so tight back then. I look back now and I'm like, why were things so tight? I don't even remember why. I think all my money went on family court. We spent tens of thousands of pounds, an absolute nightmare. But I just remember, you know, we didn't have much money. And as I look back, I was still very happy. But embrace these times, embrace the lessons. You know, if the lesson for you is, okay, I need to work 16-hour days instead of 8-hour days, embrace that lesson. Because maybe that's what you should have done 5 years ago to carry you up. Because don't get me wrong, you're going to go through these tough times and then you're going to get into better times. And then you know what comes after better times? Tough times. Once again, you're going to have to go through tough times. It happens once every 10 years. There's always something, somewhere going on that's going to create these difficult times for you. And so you need to embrace them. Get the lessons so that next time you go through them, you can perform better. For us, paying down the debt, increasing more educational products, having more regular clients, all that stuff really needs a big focus on, because that's where we're heading. So that the next time, in another 10 years, in 2033 or 2035 or 2037, because it's coming, when the aliens land or when the asteroid hits or when Bitcoin explodes or whatever, right? Nobody knows what it's going to be. When we go to war with Manchester, Leeds against Manchester, like whatever, right? I don't know what it's going to be. When the US economy totally collapses and they go to civil war between 52 states, 53 states, I forgot Canada. So for my American friends, you have to put that in there. Whenever you meet a Canadian, are you American? Yeah, yeah, 53rd state, right? Watch the heads explode. It's always amusing. But whatever it happens to be, it will come back around. This has happened before and it'll happen again. Just to quote Battlestar Galactica. And so you need to learn these lessons. And so start to embrace these and start to question, not why is it happening to me, but what is the lesson for me to learn? How can I take advantage? What have I not learned yet? What have I missed? What bit do I need to implement into my life to improve it so that when it comes around next time, it's smooth sailing? I can just rent a yacht and we'll go around the world and, you know, happy times, whatever that might be. All right, hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you on the next one. My name's Dan Latto. Have a wicked day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.